When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello, and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is Devin Leary.
Okay, I know all of you have been at the edge of your friggin' seats all week thinking Carolina went to coffee with a man.
With a man?
What'd she friggin' do? Did she faint? Did she pass out? Did she throw up all over the table?
She projectile vomited.
Did she stand up like the original Exorcist and piss in the middle of the floor with her legs, you know, which is something I've definitely thought about doing. But
it's really good attention getting behavior.
Like, yes.
It's like, hey, mom, I know you're partying with your priest and all your little friends, but guess what?
I'm the girl that's impossible to forget.
Love that. And so, sorry, just one quick thing. If you like the jokes about The Exorcist, I have a Substack called forthedrama.substack.com, and I wrote about The Exorcist. Okay, moving on.
Okay, plug, moving on. I had coffee with a man, like I said, like I teased in the last episode, and I was shaking. I was physically shaking. There was even a moment like when I arrived where we saw each other like a block away because he was sitting outside. So he stood up and we were just walking towards each other for like a block. And I was like, this is hell. This is my idea of hell. This is so scary. This is so awkward. And then we had a totally normal coffee. Like what I was expecting was like sparks, chemistry, like, okay, let's get out of here. Like, wait. And it was totally benign. It was like just fine. And I think I really needed it because, like I said, I was shaking almost the entire coffee. I like didn't know where to put my hands. I was I was a wreck. And so clearly I needed to do this because I need practice. I need to just do this. And like, obviously my hand was wrapped and I was like, I did like therapy over like, he's going to notice my hand and like think it's weird that like I cover my like scar on my hand. And he mentioned that he had had surgery recently. And I was like, oh, well, I had surgery this year and left it on my hand. He was like, oh, I didn't even notice that. And I needed that as well to just be like, people aren't always just staring at me, you know? Or as my therapist said, like sometimes people notice things because that's what our brain is registered to do, is to notice differences. And she was like, do you think that people could notice it out of empathy? Which is not my first thought because
That's really interesting.
But again, just really for anyone who is struggling to go on a date or just terrified of it, I'm really glad I did it. I feel like it's going to be okay. The next one is going to feel easier. That's how I should say it. I feel like the next one's going to be easier. And the part of me that feels kind of sad from it is the part of me that was like, I remember meeting like my ex and like people that I immediately felt like, whoa, this is something.
Yeah.
Like that feeling of like, this is something exciting. And you leave wherever you met this person being like, wait, wait, I'm charged. Like, I have to find out more about them. Now this is a situation. Like, I've got to get info. I've got to like source my friends and talk about what next steps to do. And I didn't feel that way. And I just realized how rare it is to feel that way.
It's rare to feel that way. And it's rare for like to feel that way. And then like it actually lasts. Like that's something from my summer of dating. Summer of hell, summer of trauma, summer of dating.
Pretty.
The summer I thought I was pretty, but turns out not. Turns out freaking not. No, but I am really pretty, but no. But actually like I'm
you guys
really
are
pretty.
This is an auditory experience, but you guys should
you
know.
You should know like I'm pretty. Like I actually hung out with my friend's sister for the first time and like sometimes I like do stuff.
She tried
like,
to have sex with you.
No, but I'm like, sometimes I do stuff where I like, I'm like, oh yeah, I have like serious mental illness. And like, that's not normal. Like, cause I was like, oh, did your sister have fun? Oh, and by the way, did she say anything about how I looked?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, she thinks you're pretty. I was like, okay, got it.
Okay. Good night.
Anyway, I'm like, not well, but I was just going to say, yeah, in my summer of dating, I had like multiple like mini moments of like, wait, this is something. Like, wait, this date is going by really fast. Like, oh my God, we're like, oh my God, what? Like, this is the amount of times I've been like, this is like my person. And then like two days later or like one date later, you're like, oh, that's actually nothing. But I think it makes you more resilient the more you do it.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely feel like that now where I'm like, okay, I have no expectation. I'm like, I'll go. If I don't like the, my biggest thing is like now, if I don't like the person, I'm getting up after like 20 to 30 minutes because I'm just not going to waste my time.
Totally.
Yeah, it is like, I definitely in the beginning was like,
and not waste their time.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Like I wouldn't want to be sitting across. That's what I tell myself. I wouldn't want to be sitting across from someone who doesn't want to actually be here. That being said, if someone I'm on a date with ever after 20 minutes is like, I'm actually going to go, I'll probably like sob and have to do like trauma therapy over it.
That's going
to
be an EMDR session for sure.
But I'm a sensitive ass bitch. But anyway, the point is to just say, I think the more you date, the more it like, it sucks. Because it's like the more you date, the more it sucks. But it's also the more it's helpful. And then that's like the only way to actually find someone.
Yeah, dating does seem to be the way to find someone, unfortunately. Not the way that I think I'm going to find someone, which is someone realizes they are in love with me after meeting me for 5 seconds and then invites me into their home to live there, which has been my current plan. I'm like, you're going to fall in love with me, ask me to move in, and we'll get married within 3 months. And I don't have to get to know you or do the any, the ba-ding, ba-doo, ba-ding conversation.
I know, the conversation and the... This is what kills me.
That's a Chelsea Peretti joke, by the way. I didn't want to say it was mine.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying. I actually wanted to say, what's up with that? No, I'm just kidding. That's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. the thing that is so annoying to me about dating, it's like, first of all, the starting out with once a week. And by the way, I know now from my two different therapies that I'm in, like that I need to take things slow physically with people, especially. But still, it's like the one, all right, we met for our first date on a Thursday. It's going well. How's next Thursday? I'm like, next Thursday? I won't even know who I am next Thursday. I'll be
a
totally
different person. I won't even
remember
your name, buddy.
I could be a Trump supporter next Thursday. Like, I don't know. And then, like, the waiting. And then this is the other thing. The, like, meeting in uncomfortable situations. Like, oh, let's go to a park this time. Sit on a bench. I'm like, can we go to your house and sit on the couch? We don't have to touch. We don't have to kiss, but I just want to be on someone's sectional. You know, like, is that too much to ask to be on your sectional? And then we talk about whatever we want. I'm cozy. I'm laying down. I got a blanket on. Like, that's my ideal date. And we don't have to even kiss. But
it's so true.
Yeah, it's like the, oh, let's go on a food tour. I'm like, I am tired. And
worst
day
of my life
problem.
Was at a food festival, and I was there for 3 hours, and we just didn't know how to end the date, clearly, and it was awful.
Well, okay, this is an interesting thing, too, because people are anti-dinner for a first date. But I say dinner can actually go faster than drinks, because if you just order one course, it's like, all right, that's 1 hour. But with drinks, it's like, oh, do we get another one? Do we do this? I think I'm going to get another one. What do you it's like, oh, my God, like, how long are we going to be here? But the other thing is, like, realizing my age, they're expecting us to sit on stools. They're expecting us to sit on benches. That hurts my neck. That hurts my back. I can't be doing that. Like, that's another thing. I'm like, I'm not really built for this whole, like, yeah, I'm going to sit on a fucking grass patch with you anymore.
No.
A grass patch?
I would literally get up and say, I would rather be at a bouncy house. I would rather be at a children's birthday party than here in Central Park on a blanket with you, stranger.
I will say stranger. That there is someone that I have a huge crush on that I've been on a few dates with. And the reason I knew I had a huge crush on them is because they're like, I'm actually going to this lecture if you wanted to come. And I was like, oh, totally. For sure. But then the lecture was sold out.
Oh, so sad. Too bad. So sad.
I want you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Speaking of a park bench date,
yes,
sad to say, but that is where Olivia and Rod had their date.
Yes, we've been watching Southern Charm. This season is actually very good.
Fascinating dynamics. Fascinating dynamics.
Great dynamics. Great couple dynamics or exes dynamics. I don't even know where to start. Obviously, it's been a really sad, the last episode was incredibly sad with Olivia's brother unexpectedly passing, but
let's start with Shep's dog in the hospital.
So Shep is the man who has broken so many hearts, who has hurt so many people. And one of the times you see him most emotional is when his French bulldog has a fever. I was very attracted to this man
exactly,
in this moment.
Exactly, me too. I was going to say that's the first time I've been attracted to him.
I just thought we understand each other. You understand, you appreciate small things. You'd probably destroy my life, but at the same time, we would bond over, you know, our love of, you know, giving dogs a bath. He seems to be apathetic towards his ex, Taylor, except when she is seen playing with his dog and he breaks into tears. And I would probably get back together with a man, if that had happened. Mm. I'd probably look at him and say, okay, let's talk. Let's build our family back again, because even if you cheat on me with every single girl in Texas, I am very, and I've said this on this podcast before, attracted to men crying. It's just something that really gets me excited. And seeing Shep cry, each time he gets emotional, I think I should have sex with this man. And by the way, I slid into his DMs, okay? Like, it's not like I haven't tried.
I've slid into Rod's DMs. Not a single response.
We're waiting.
But Rod, like, I feel like maybe he's trying to play it cool, like pretend he's still with Taylor. I mean, sorry, with Olivia during the season. I'm like, oh, it's not about me. He's actually doing something for his job, which is being on reality TV. but I was going to say that I wouldn't have had that control. Like, Taylor played it so cool where Shep's crying over her petting the dog and she's just like, you okay? I would have been like, do you want to go to my parents' house and ask them if you can have my hand in marriage?
Truly.
No, but Shep crying about his dog, like, that really got me. I think, like, it's interesting. Okay, this is what's interesting about this season is, like, the dynamics of straight men is coming out and being studied in an interesting way, which is all thanks to Olivia and Taylor starting the season by being, like, what's wrong with these avoidant men? Like, both Austin and Shep had seemingly won the lottery, had beautiful interest. I mean, I wouldn't say Taylor's interesting. Okay, well, specifically Austin
Taylor
had, like,
does seem to be missing, and I sorry to say, half a brain. Like, she is slow as molasses. She looks just vacant as all hell.
Well, okay.
I really think Olivia is, like, cool, smart.
Yes.
Like, Olivia's incredibly
everything.
Attractive. Like,
she's everything.
Like, emotionally dynamic, at least. Taylor is, like, clearly, I think Shep was just with her because she looks like she could be, like, a 16-year-old cheerleader.
Totally. But at least they both had great partners for them, handed to them.
Yeah.
And Austin, a great partner for anyone. And they couldn't, they had feelings for them, but they couldn't commit to them. And it's like this question of, like, with Shep, it's like, is it true that he really just, like, wants to have freedom and be able to fuck whoever he wants? Or does he have an emotional wound of avoidance? And same with Austin. I think with Austin, it's, like, much more clear that there's, like, a wound there. Obviously, he lost his sister and now he, like, can't seem to let a woman fully in. And then as a result, like, is manipulative because he can't process any of his feelings. But it's just really interesting. Like, and I think it goes to this thing of dating, too, that in general, it's like, is anyone really happy just being alone? Because personally, I feel like as human beings, it's like we are meant to be in, like, we're actually meant to be in, like, groups of people and live in groups of people. Not that I'm starting a cult or anything. I'm like, we're actually meant to all live in my house and raise my goats with me and then drink the goat's
blood. Play volleyball at 2 a.m.
Yeah. No, but, like, we're meant to be in connection with others. So it's like, I always have this question of, like, there. I know people who are like, I'm just happy being single. Like, I just want to be single. And I know people, my ex-boyfriend said that. Like, it's like, I just want to be alone. And, like, that's how I'm happy. And it's like, is anyone happy that way? Or is that just, like, a coping mechanism of not wanting to let people in?
Right. It's such a good question. I'm not sure. I think it's clear with these men, and I really think that Shep is in love with her and just doesn't know how to not cheat.
I think he's in love with her too, because Paige said that and I believe everything she says.
Yes. And the way he was looking at her, like, he's still really attached to her. He cried when Austin had kissed her. And
yes.
Obviously, you can still have feelings for someone and know you're not supposed to be together, but I really think he's a sex addict. Like, he has literally said, I want to have sex with everyone in the world. And I'm sorry, that implies an addiction problem.
That's so exhausting. Who could want that? That
sounds
very
strange.
Tiring.
Everyone, have you met anyone?
I know. I'm like, okay, this is what I don't get. I'm like, I totally get porn addiction, like wanting to masturbate constantly, but like actually having to meet someone and then have sex with them, that's so tiring.
No, thank you. And I think Austin, like, I completely agree, can't make up his mind, can't let someone in. Even Madison, like, who's kind of crazy, but I love her for it.
Obsessed. Obsessed.
I mean, she's also just, I'm sorry, so hot that I could look at her forever. Every time she comes on screen, I'm like, you're the hottest person I've ever seen in my life.
When she smiles, my brain chemistry shifts.
I just can't stop looking at her boobs. I'm like suddenly like a teenage boy. I'm just like, okay, your body is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
But that is me and I'm perverted.
You sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck, in the words of Beth Cohen. I think that Austin's relationship with Olivia actually kind of broke my heart in the past few episodes.
Me too.
Because I know the feeling of being an ex and knowing, or even, you know, there's a guy in high school I was absolutely in love with and he was a friend of mine. And I remember knowing that he was going through something and that he didn't want me to be there for him. Like that I was not, like, you know, that he was not interested in like my company, and just thinking about how much pain he was in, and that killed me. And I completely understood when Austin was like crying. Like, I really didn't think he was making it about himself, because I just kept thinking, you truly love this person. Like, he keeps telling her, I don't want you, like, I want you in my life. And you can tell that he means it. And knowing, specifically him knowing how much pain she's in, is like destroying him. Like, he's like, I just don't want to make it worse. I just want to find a way to show up for her. And I thought it was really cute the way she described him showing up for her. Like, how he was like, okay, I'm across the street. Okay, I'm at your doorstep. Okay, I'm here. Like, he was really trying to be sensitive.
Very sweet.
And that he wrote her a note and just gave her food. I don't know. I just thought that this is someone who really does care about how, he could have just sent her flowers, you know, but this is someone who really does care about how he's showing up for her.
I totally agree. And I felt like, at least, I mean, I kind of hate when Bravo people do like the therapist on the show thing. Cause it's
me
like,
too. What?
It's like, who is that person? Like, I know, I know my girls, my two girls that do my therapy, they would never be caught dead on a reality show. If I joined Real Housewives and asked them like, hey, so we're going to do a session, they would probably say no.
I did love Bethany in therapy. That's all I'll say. Bethany in therapy talking about her childhood. I could probably watch a show just based on that because she had such a dog shit childhood. But
You know what, though? That's not an excuse
for her past
behavior. Is not an excuse for having a huge dinner with Nene and Raquel and all these fucking random asses trying to take down Andy.
Well, I think we also have a vested interest in Bravo staying afloat. Like, I read that there's going to be a Vanity Fair expose on Bravo. And I was like, no, do not try to take
Same. I know. That's what my cousin Colleen sent me that. I'm like, I don't want to know. We cannot lose this. And by the way, try to take it down. Like, try to show me what's wrong with that. Because I'm watching The Real Housewives of New York season 2.0, whatever, reunion. And Andy is a therapist. He's like, Sai, you're really tough. Do you think that's a coping mechanism? Girls, what was it like to lose your mother and then be on the show? I'm like, okay, this is therapy. And yes, he might at the next section say, people think you're a selfish whore bitch. And that's what everyone's saying. What do you say? But
you can't do this to me. I've lost so much in this life. Like, I've been through so much in this life. Like, this is I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't as consoling as it was. I wish a nice book was more consoling, but I go to it like a bomb. It's a bomb to my wounds.
I mean, listen, if we lose Bravo, we have 90 Day Fiance the other way, which currently is featuring a couple that FaceTimes 24/7, even when they're going to the bathroom, and they bring the FaceTime into the bathroom. So yeah, there's always something to be watching and to be taking in. Now, let me just say, the thing I was going to say about Austin is, like, at least he's trying to understand why he has this pattern of, like, getting together with these women and then not letting them in, or, like, doing something to sabotage it. Whereas I don't think Shep is trying to. It's like Shep, like, has the self-knowledge and nothing else. He's like, yeah, I know I'm this way. I'm But that's a coping mechanism too. He's like, yeah, this is just how I am. Like, I'm just a fucking fuck boy, party boy. But it's like, honey, I think there's something deeper going on.
It's true. It's true. I really think that everything goes back to the relationship with the mom too, I've got to say.
Men and their moms, it's really interesting.
It's girls and their dads. I'm sorry. It's the same complexity. True. And it's just not painted. Like, no one says mommy issues. They all say daddy issues, including myself.
Well, I know. That's so true. Like, that's so true. It is. Someone was talking about that to me recently. It's like, yeah, it's very, and it's very confusing because all of the literature. Guys, could you ever imagine me talking about literature? Like, I don't know who I am anymore, but I've needed this year. I've been so sick this year that I've actually needed to read. And that's really sad. But it's like this thing of the men, I hate Freud, but like there is this thing of like a man child baby is born.
That's so true. A baby is born.
A baby is born, then their closest first caretaker is their mom, and they get this fear of like their mom is like supposed to have a penis and be like them but doesn't, and then it's like this castration thing, and then there's possibility for like healing or wounding, and like when the mom wounds, the girlfriends of the future will suffer, or boyfriends.
I want you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Well, I also think that like moms in a way have a higher bar because they just need, you know, you just parenting is gender, and that people, babies, children need their mom more than they need their dad. I'm sorry. It's just true. They need both parents, but like your mom is literally feeding you for the first, if you, you know, if it's me, 3 years of your life.
You're sucking on your mom. Hopefully not your dad.
And I think that we overestimate like an ability, like moms have to fail sometimes.
That's so
and
true.
And of course, if you're male, that's going to affect your relationship with women. Or if you're, you know, like what's his name, who's redoing Airbnbs and gentrifying Charleston, you're married to your mom.
That fucking guy. Oh my
what
God.
What is his name?
That
JT
guy.
Or JD?
Yes.
Or...
Oh my God. That Airbnb was so awful looking. Like, oh my God. That's
and he
upsetting.
Was like, I'm going to push my launch party in light of what's happening. And you're like, yeah, buddy. I don't think anyone gives a shit.
That was
and he tells Rod, he's
of,
like, I think you're holding up well, all things considered. It's like, you're talking to someone who's been on one date with Olivia as if like, yeah, I just... Men
yeah, he was like,
each other.
He was like, Rod's like, yeah, I mean, it's like a little weird because we just got started dating, but okay. And JT,
I also,
yeah, the mom, and he's like, oh, mom's gonna get her jabs in there a little bit. I'm like, ew, you guys are sick.
I also want to say that I've come watching Austin, watching Shep, and how difficult they find it to not cheat or, you know, be there permanently for a woman. I really have come to love Craig. I'm sorry, but all he wants is Paige to move to Charleston. And I am like, I think I get secondhand frustration because of how much I want to like commit to a man. But I'm like, Paige, just move to Charleston. You have someone who you can say when you get into a house, bring my suitcase upstairs and get me a glass of water. And he does it happily.
And she has her own bedroom.
And he's not like, you're crazy. He's like, oh yeah, this is great. So your shit's on everywhere.
I just don't think I could live in Charleston. I think living in the South is like not something I could do, but no offense to all. No offense to all.
Listen, I want to live in Los Angeles, but if I fell in love, who knows what I would do?
I know. That's the thing. It's funny. What was I talking about recently? Oh, I was saying like how I need to be more like avoidant people. Like I'm like so insecure, attached, like desperate to find a partner. I need to be more like people who are afraid of that. And I was saying like some people will like, they're like, okay, if someone's like 10 minutes late to a date, like, bye. I'm not giving them the time of day. Whereas I'm like, if someone was like, hey, there's a single person in Oklahoma, I think, I'd be like, great, I'm getting in the car now and I'll see you guys. Yeah,
just
like I'm
drop
like,
a pin.
I mean, I have flown to a different country to go on a date with someone.
Well, you know, I have too. And you know, when I got there, I had to tell him that I was dating his roommate. Oh, good old
times.
When
I got there, I don't even want to get into that, but it was just like, I literally was like, if this person could be my boyfriend, then yeah, I'm going to fly to a different country. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you. Imaginary person who's judging me.
No, I think a lot of people judge me and that's okay, my baby son. Cookie is just smelling the microwave.
She's talking to her cat. I'm not her baby son.
Wait, can you hear him purring in the microphone? That's so cute. Okay, so let's just say... Yeah, Craig is making the gluten-free lasagna for
I'm
Olivia.
A little bit scared that he is going to end things with Paige. I think that they're headed for a breakup because I think it's going to be like marry me or bust.
But I think they both like deserve better if neither of them is willing. Because I'm also like, I don't know, I guess like Craig is like, I can't be away from the pillow business. I'm like, it's an e-commerce business. Like, I mean, he has the storefront. I don't know. But I'm just like, if neither of them's really willing to make that transition, then they deserve someone who's more committed.
Yeah, that's true. But I do like them together. And he's so clearly in love with her. He laughs so hard at whatever she says. And he has a beautiful laugh.
She's perfect.
And I'm in love with him.
She's so stunning and so funny and interesting and a really good friend and a girl's girl and has great sense about people. Like, this is the perfect example of a man recognizing what he's been blessed with. You know, like he's like, yeah, she's incredible. Of course, you know. Anyway, whereas some men, a.k.a. anyone we've ever been involved with, weren't so aware of their blessings.
I'm aware of my blessing being friends with you.
Me too. And I'm aware of my blessing with my son. Anyway, next thing. The girls hang.
Right. So.
Vanita and Leva.
Vanita and Leva, I'm coming to love Leva, actually.
Me too. I have had some issues with her, especially when I watched Southern Hospitality. I was just like, okay, you're not that cool. Like, get over yourself. But
I think she's like stunningly beautiful. I think Vanita is too. And I think that I found it so offensive how it was clearly just Vanita was like, yeah, I've been calling Taylor all week. She hasn't called me back. And then obviously just because they know like that she's on, like she knows Vanita's on camera. Taylor calls her and is like, hey, sorry. Like things have just been crazy, like making Olivia's brother's death about herself. And Vanita's like, yeah, Olivia's found a way to call me back.
Yeah.
And then Taylor has the gall to be like, okay, well, I really know Olivia. That's why I should come over. And like, and Leva, like, thank God, like grabs the phone and is like, you know, I've known Olivia forever. Right. It's just all very, I'm shocked at Olivia's maturity in terms of this Taylor thing. If I found out that, for instance, you had kissed an ex of mine after lying to me about it, I would freak out and be like, like after a traumatic incident, I would both need you there, which I can, you know, I can see that like that's a part of it. But I would also, it would just be so emotionally charged.
Yeah. I can't even imagine, like, even exes from like years ago. And this is like they kissed like right when they were like mid. It was like almost like they were still breaking up. You know what I mean? It's like if you or I found out that the other did that with exes from like 3-5 years ago, I would still be like, wait, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding?
No, there's no excuse.
And they did this when the breakup was like basically still happening and they're like on the reunion. And then they showed that clip where Taylor's like, Taylor said something in the reunion where she was like, I think you should just sweep Olivia off her feet. And it's like, but you kissed him. But what's interesting is someone was talking about like comparing Raquel to Taylor. And the difference is, I think, that Taylor's whole motivation is to get back at Shep.
Right.
Like when they were at that dinner party and Shep is like, well, it's hard for me to imagine like you kissing him. Taylor smiled. Like that's all she wants.
And no, she even says that. She said that in an interview. She was like, yeah, I sent Whitney a naked picture of myself. By the way, Whitney looks to camera. And she was like, and it was just to get back at Shep. It was just to like get like some like a rile out of Shep.
And do I relate to that?
100%. And that's why it doesn't feel as evil as, I'm sorry to say, Raquel.
I mean, the Raquel thing's a whole different story. Okay, what else happened? I guess they ended on that note. The girls hang.
I'm really excited for when the Whitney picture gets exposed. I mean, sending nudes to your ex-boyfriend's friend. I've done a lot of things. As Madison said, I've done a lot of shady things, but hooking up with a friend's ex is not one of them. I actually did do that in high school. And don't worry, that was a low point in my life.
Well, high school and college
childhood.
Doesn't count.
Childhood.
Yeah, childhood doesn't count.
Well, I would never do that to you.
I would never do that to you either. And also like...
Mainly because we're not attracted to each other's exes. That would be like the first thing.
A big no thinky. Well... Next week, more on this.
We'll keep you posted on Bachelor in Paradise. And oh,
the girl pooped, by the way. The constipated girl.
Bachelor in Paradise has so little to do. Like this season is kind of a dud that they're really making a girl being constipated huge plot point.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean she pooped. I meant she had to leave to get surgery in the U.S. to have a removal of the constipation.
I'm sorry. I did not mean she pooped. I would like to correct my past. This is journalism. Let's not forget it.
I don't want to get called out for like the ethics of that. And the truth is she had to leave and get surgery on her butthole. Anyway.
I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
I want true romance, it's true. True romance, it's so romantic. Love me, baby, don't leave me hanging. I want true romance.
Right here. Right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.